Hello everybody, I'm George Myland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. All right, so this is about the mystery of Morgan McSwee's phone. In case you don't know, until a couple of months ago, he was Keir Starmer's chief of staff in Downing Street for a similar role for the Labour Party when they were in opposition till 2024. And he was instrumental in having Lord Peter Mandelson appointed ambassador to Washington, D.C. last October, against the better judgment of many senior figures in the Labour Party, including supposedly Angela Rayner, who knew exactly what kind of slime ball Mandelson was. And obviously they were aware of his very close friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. So Morgan McSweeney, he resigned over the Mandelson appointment. A few other people did. One of the few who did not was the one who was responsible, that's Sir Keir Starmer. So you see what a bad and dishonorable person he is, passing responsibility down the chain of command rather than taking the rap for it and falling on his sword. I mean, I know he apologized, but, you know, he's more responsible for this than anybody else. Who's really the one who made a decision? It was him. The others just gave advice, maybe bad advice, but he didn't have the right to follow that advice or to reject it. He rejected contrary advice. Anyhow, so Morgan McSweeney, he has very conveniently lost his phone. Had it stolen. Now, I know that's not an uncommon occurrence in London. And I know someone who was jogging to her home in Herne Hill a few years ago one evening, not jogging, just walking like this, and somebody came up on a bike behind her, snatched out of behind and cycled on. She was really shaken by that. Anyhow, so a number of parliamentarians are saying that all the messages regarding the appointment of Peter Mandelson ought to be published, because what did the government know, when did they know, and so on. And that would include text messages sent to and received by Sir Keir Starmer. I think one thing the Westminster Village has learned about this is have those disappearing messages. After they're read, they vanish, they're deleted, they cannot be revived, because otherwise embarrassing and compromising messages cannot be used against you in future, will not appear in any investigation. So Morgan McSweeney called 999 to report the theft. Obviously, falsely reporting a theft is a crime, even if you're not doing an insurance scam about it. So did his phone have messages pertinent to the Mandelson case on it? Now, Sir Keir Starmer's spokesman would not answer that. That's presumably yes, and so forth. So anyway, a lot of government documents regarding the appointment of His Noble Lordship Mandelson, I know he's resigned that title, but legally is still Lord Mandelson, were published earlier this March. Okay, so the thing is, was there something material to the case on Morgan McSweeney's phone? Very likely there was. There's obviously a suspicion that he destroyed it, he put it beyond use, he threw it at the Thames, something like that, and then reported it stolen. He said it was stolen in October. So that's a month after Mandelson was dismissed. But it was a few months prior to members of parliament saying you have to publish all messages touching this issue. This is a procedure known as the humble address. Okay, so people say that Mandelson's appointment was really engineered by Morgan McSweeney, which would give all the more reason for Morgan McSweeney to want to destroy the evidence, which would be deeply disobliging to him. Okay, so were any of his WhatsApp messages, were they out of the official record or not? Okay, anyway, this is what Sir Keir Starmer spokesman had to say. Messages only need to be kept where they relate to substantive discussions or decisions that form part of the official record, close quotation. So impliedly, they do not need to be kept if they relate to less than substantive discussions. There could be discussions, but they're not that substantial. Or decisions that form part of the official record. So decisions that do not form part of the official record. So he's allowing himself some leeway there. Significant government information exchanged via these channels must be captioned to government systems by copying, forwarding, screenshotting, or recording its substance. Note that word, close quotation, note that word substance. So that's not ipsissima verba. It can be a precy, as they could tone it down, remove some of the really bad stuff. Okay, so significant government information, means insignificant government information, wouldn't have to be copied. So what's insignificant? He'll decide. I think anything that reflects badly on them, they'll say that's insignificant. All right. Anyway, he went on to say that that applies regardless of how and where the communication takes place, including on personal devices. So your personal email, rather than your work email, your personal mobile phone, rather than your work mobile, anything like that. Okay, so anyway, did Mr. McSweeney follow this guidance? The spokesman said individuals are expected to follow that guidance, close quotation. Right, notably did not say that McSweeney followed it. he's expected to, maybe he didn't. Okay, so I think that is, you know, damning, well, not maybe not damning of faint praise, that's a non-answer. So I think by not answering, that's a sort of a negative silence. By not saying anything, you're saying, no, he didn't. They're responsible for deciding how the rules apply to each communication, including their using their professional judgment to consider the context. Close quotation. Well, McSweeney's not a professional anything. He's not a member of any profession. Okay, so trying to disclaim responsibility, put it onto McSweeney. And obviously, McSweeney was an experienced political operator, so I think he has to be held accountable. All right. Long established and robust process to manage information security following the theft of government devices have been followed. That's what to be told. Okay, that what are these? Because, you know, you can track these phones, and I know a phone belonging to someone, well, the government department, a very, 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 very sensitive government department that went missing in London a few years ago, and that it was tracked. You could tell which building it was in, not far from where the crime was committed, and the police declined to follow it. I mean, it was a personal device rather than a work phone. Okay, so the Metropolitan Police had done something I've never seen before. They published a transcript of what McSweeney said, yeah? McSweeney said about 10:30 at night, 20th of October, someone on a pushbike just robbed my phone. And he's come onto the paper to grab my phone, cycled off on a bike, close quotation, that's quite common. He said it was a government phone. Yeah, I rang my office to get the number tracked and I rang you. Okay, he's willing to make a statement to the police. Okay, the officers recorded the wrong location of where the crime took place. Suspicious, hey, and so on. Okay, now, the thing is, McSweeney said the crime occurred in Belgrave Street in Westminster, but it's actually called Belgrave Road. Now, that's a perfectly understandable mistake. And the call handler said it's Belgrave Street, which is in Tower Hamlets, which is several miles to the east. Okay, so McSweeney gave a description of the thief, saying he was slender, black man, racist. You don't have to say that. Normal height, in his late teens, and so on. He chased him down, and so that's it. So is this credible? It's a fairly credible account of how these things happen. So he might be telling the truth. He might simply have made it up. And the police just don't bother to chase these things up because they say if it's worth less than £200, do not even bother reporting it. You can report it, we will do nothing, but just don't even report it was worth over £200, under £200. This mobile phone could well be worth less than that. Could be worth a bit more. Okay, we recorded it. We'll take no action. We're far too busy going on courses about racism or being transgender or something like that. Or we're far too busy harassing right-wing activists and stuff like that, arresting people for opposing genocide, which are the really high priorities, assaulting people or whatever, trying to prevent people cycling as they're doing. So that's what the police will do. They will just always go after, you know, innocent law-abiding people, harass us. They won't take on the real criminals because that'd be too much like hard work. So they are shock troops of the extreme left. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecannon790@gmail.com. Goodbye.